Welcome to the Burn Bright Today podcast with Jennifer Marcinelli, bringing you a holistic healing revolution. Healing is about self-care and seeking help when you need it. Stay tuned as Jennifer shares tools such as diamond and gemstone therapy, mindset, and practical steps to work through your journey. Healing takes patience and actionable steps. Jennifer knows, she's lived it, and so have her clients. You can go from stress, burnout, chronic pain, and illness to burning bright and living a life you dream.
Hello, and greetings from the Burn Bright Today bunker. I'm so excited to bring to you this new podcast series, Burn Bright Today, Get Your Life Back by Healing Your Thoughts, Memories, and Emotions. I'm Jennifer Marcinelli, and that's what I do. I help people get their life back by healing their thoughts, memories, and emotions. And I think it's safe to say that we could all use a little bit of help right now with what's going on. Our lives, I think we're all feeling like we're all just a COVID-19 has left us a hot mess. And we're all kind of wondering, what do we do now? So I hope this information is timely and truly helpful to you personally, your friends, your family, and your loved ones. So what we're going to do in this podcast in the coming weeks and months is we're going to join together on a healing journey, because that's what healing is. It is a journey. It is something that we endeavor day by day by day, which is cumulative over time, because I think we're all well aware that here in our bunkers, our stuff is really coming up, and we have a tremendous opportunity right now, more than ever, to address some of our symptoms, our illnesses, our injuries, our past life traumas, our life issues that are coming up now, that it's really time for us to address those and get our needs met, get our, not just our physical healing, but also our thoughts, our memories, and our emotions, and also addressing our spirituality as well. Because I believe, I come from the world that we are divine spiritual beings incarnated at this time in human bodies, having a human experience. And through the wear and tear of life, we take a few hits, and sometimes we just need to reach out to some very talented, gifted healers and energy medicine folks to complement what we're already doing for our medical, our Western medical model, to help us get through these most challenging times. So a little bit about me. I am a registered nurse. As a matter of fact, I am a board certified holistic nurse, and I hold several advanced certifications, some of which are, I'm certified Reiki practitioner, neurolinguistics practitioner, diamond and gemstone therapy practitioner. I have an energy medicine practice where I have local, national, international, and corporate clientele, where I help people with the energetic causes of what's going on in our life today, the energetic causes of our physical injuries, our thoughts, our memories, our emotions, and our life issues, which includes finances, by the way. So almost any type of life issue can come up in these sessions. So that's what I do. I am classically trained as in the Western medicine model. I am, again, a registered nurse, and I worked in the emergency department and cardiovascular intensive care as a critical care nurse for a number of years before I went into the high-paced, jet-set life of capital equipment sales. So what I did for about 20 years is, for sheer insanity, I sold scientific laboratory equipment, that cutting-edge scientific laboratory equipment, to hospitals, including those that were used for infectious disease. So I also have a significant background in infectious disease as well. As a matter of fact, I was heavily involved years ago in the phase 2 through 4 trials for the HIV FDA clinical trials. and then also worked in with serious bacterial bloodstream infections. You've all heard of sepsis. So I have a background in infectious disease as well. So a little bit of insight into what's going on today from a different perspective as well. So through my journey in my career, I entered the high pressure world of sales for quite some time, where I was living that jet set life, not able to cook for myself, flying, not working very, very long, stressful hours, sometimes 60, 70 hours a week, without any time for rest and rejuvenation. And most of all, what I was really dealing with during those years is that I was trying so hard to meet all of the unrealistic expectations of everyone else, from senior leadership to managers, coworkers, but also those unrealistic expectations that I had put on myself, because those are the worst, right? And driving change, bringing in cutting technology, typically requires you to push through tremendous resistance. And what took place over years of time is that all of the anger and jealousy and resentment and anxiety and fear and panic that I had experienced minute by minute, hour by hour, day by day, night by night, it all added up. And I found myself in the end stages of burnout, to the point where back when I was 44, I had an absolute health crisis from burnout, and I had a near suicide. It happened when I was home alone after a significant precipitating event. I was publicly humiliated and discredited by someone in leadership, my direct manager, and it was my tipping point to where there was no going back. And I was home alone. I was in an absolute health crisis, and I was actively suicidal at the time. And I survived this event when I had a remarkable spiritual experience where I was shown what the years of hate and anger and jealousy and resentment put onto me by other people, and that I had put onto myself, and I had put onto other people that had bounced back and harmed me as well. And I was shown that what that had done to me energetically, and what I was shown with complete compassion and understanding is that my injuries were incompatible with life. After I was shown this, I received a healing on the inner planes, and I was brought back again in full consciousness, you know, in my body, fully awake. And I realized at that point in time that I was now one of those rare people that who have been given a second chance. I had heard about these folks. I had never experienced this myself, but I had been given a second chance to get it right. And I made a commitment to myself that day that I would dramatically change my life, and that I would take responsibility for everything that had come to me that I had created in my life. And I was going to change my life and learn to live the life that I dream, a life that I love, that's one of now full of joy, health, and wellness. And from that day on, that launched me on this incredible healing journey that led me through Western medicine, acupuncture, Chinese herbs, Reiki, healing touch, until I had healed to a plateau. And then I was ready to be introduced to the advanced cutting edge healing technologies of gemstone and diamond therapy. And once I began working with and learning the techniques of the healing gemstones and the healing frequencies of seven color ray diamonds, my healing trajectory took off. My life began changing drastically right in front of my own eyes. And my healing really took off just exponentially, where I had to learn that the ins and outs of being a multidimensional being, right? We are spiritual beings incarnated in a physical body, having an experience down here on earth at this time, and through the wear and tear of our lessons, returning home to God or source, we take a few hits, we get a few war wounds. And I learned the basics and then the advanced energetic anatomy. So we're going to go into this in coming weeks and months in the podcast series. So not only did I learn about all of this and through this incredible journey of self-healing and working with some unbelievably talented energy medicine practitioners from various backgrounds and various unique specialties, I truly learned and experienced that we truly are multidimensional. And we need a multi-dimensional approach to our healing, to our physical traumas, our emotional injuries, our mental injuries, our memories, and our spirituality as well. So I really have learned the ins and outs of healing at the energetic level and how that then comes into the physical realm as well. So I then sought to get these advanced certifications and was guided to open my practice to bring this out full time so that other people who are today, if you're watching this video, watching this podcast, this probably applies to you, are ready for advanced technologies. That we're really looking for the next level of healing help to kind of get us through our challenge, our life challenges that we're going through right now. So that's who I am. That's what I do. And if you're interested, I am also the author of the current book, From Burning Out to Burning Bright, Get Your Life Back by Healing Your Thoughts, Memories, and Emotions. And if this resonates with you, a lot of the podcast will be talking about this and going to it in greater detail. This book is available on Amazon, but I also warmly invite you to visit my website, Burn Bright Today, where you can purchase the book at a significant discount off of the Amazon price. It's like more than 40% off. So if this resonates with you, reach out and get a hold of this. It is color illustrated to help you understand some of the topics we're going to go into. So what to expect? In the coming weeks and months, I'm going to be sharing my personal and professional experiences, as well as those of my clients who are going through some of the things that you may be going through now. And we're going to talk about the energetic anatomy. We'll be discussing the chakras, the meridians, the subtle bodies, the aura. We'll be talking about negative energy, what it is, how it affects our lives, how to clear it. We're going to be talking about how we get injured energetically, and then how energetic injuries can then cause physical injuries and illnesses as well. So we're going to be getting into that. This will be cumulative over time, and we'll also be holding Facebook Live sessions every Friday to answer Q&A. So available to anyone who wants to meet on Facebook Live and get your questions answered. So I'm so very glad you're here. I'm really looking forward on this journey together. And as you get to know me over time, I think that you'll really come to realize that I love what I do. I love what I do. I love working with my clients. And it is an honor and a privilege. I consider it the highest honor and privilege to be chosen by a client to serve them on their healing journey. So this is a gift, a love gift from me to you as well. So before signing off, I just like to leave you with a couple of things. And the first thing is that if COVID-19 has left you a hot mess, life is turned upside down, and you're probably wondering, what do I do? I just want you to know you are not alone. It's going to be okay. It already is okay. And there's help and there's hope. We're all in this together, and there are many, many unique energy medicine practitioners. It's kind of all hands on deck right now. So many healers have stepped up to help anyone who's looking for it. So there is help out there for you. And I'm hoping that this information will help you get what you need to face your daily challenges, to reduce that anxiety or panic, or perhaps you're experiencing fear, to where you can get to the state of calm and peace and joy and begin living the life that you dream. And I just know that I've experienced it personally. As you get to know me and learn more about what's I've been through in my life, my challenges and my traumas, I've been there. And having had to go through two very near life-ending experiences and working through the grief process and working through a very complex healing journey to get to where I am today, I just want you to know that when you get there, there is joy on the other side. And when you get to the other side of your trauma and your life changes and you've really healed, that life is better than it ever was before the unexpected trauma happened. And I know that while you're going through it, you're not going to be able to believe it. And that's okay, because I couldn't either. But luckily, I had practitioners to help me hold that space as I was working through it. And we're here for you. There is joy on the other side. And there is an incredible life waiting for each of us on the other side of our traumas and our life changes. And my clients really love it when they learn and discover and explore for their own selves that there are, that this is not their fault, but there are energetic reasons of why we're experiencing some of our illnesses, our diseases, and our life issues, and our physical, mental, and emotional pain. There are energetic causes. And for an energetic problem, we need an energetic solution. And my clients really love it when they're able to get to the root of their problem and heal from within and experience the dramatic difference it makes in their lives. So it's here for you. And if you're interested in trying some of this out, if you're brand new to energy medicine, or you're brand new to diamond therapy or a gemstone and diamond therapy, I would like to warmly invite you to try it for free as a gift from me to you, to anybody who would like to try it. I am now gifting a free basic group remote session of gemstone and diamond therapy every Friday at 2 o'clock Central, from 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time. If this resonates with you and you would like to try a group remote session, I invite you to go to my website, click the link below, and register and get the Zoom link invitation. And you're welcome to share this invitation with your loved ones, your friends, your colleagues, or anyone you think may wish to try this modality as well. So it's there for you if it resonates and it feels right. So moving forward, very much looking forward to sharing this exciting podcast series with you over the coming weeks and months. Please log on to social media, ask your questions, join me on Facebook Live on Fridays at 12 noon Central Standard Time, Burn Bright Today. Ask your questions, interact. I'm here for you. And there are many, many alternative medicine and energy healers all stepping up and providing their own unique solutions to help you get through this very challenging time. I'm so glad you're here. I'm Jennifer Marcinelli from Burn Bright Today. Welcome to the podcast series. So glad to be on this journey with you and really looking forward to it. So sign up for the free offer. You're welcome to invest in the book if that resonates with you, if you would like to study it further. And until then, take care and know that you can move from the darkness of burning out to the light of burning bright, and you truly can live the life that you dream. Until our next episode, take care and burn bright today.
It's time to get your life back on Burn Bright Today with Jennifer Marcinelli. Tune in each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Learn to move from the darkness of burning out to the light of burning bright. Jennifer is redefining stress and the energetic causes of burnout, shining a light on process to get your life back. For more information about Jennifer and her work, visit burnbrighttoday.com.
The Dr. Pat Show.
The Dr. Pat Show.
The Dr. Pat Show.
This is it, the energy of heart to heart, mind to mind, love to love. These are the questions that people have and rarely state. When we have an internal transformation and we see things differently, what does it mean to step into the full nature of being a spiritual being? How am I to be? This is it. Every day, you have to do something outrageously positive. It is so absolutely relevant because what I've seen in humanity, despite what's in the headlines, I'm so struck by the heroes that have come forward. I'm just absolutely in awe. The idea generators and superheroes. All of you, you are the best listening audience in the world, and we are bringing it in 2021.
Stuck in a roundabout of dysfunction? Learn how to speak your truth to power with host Dr. Kathy Aubert. Create real change with smart tools and smart strategies. No frills, no fluff, just life-changing conversations to help get you where you want to be. Extend your reach and become an agent for real change with Kathy Aubert. For more information on Kathy and her work, please visit drkathyaubert.com. That's drkathyaubert.com.
How do you feel? Just okay? Well, how about you tune in and get ready to be more with The Healing Hour with me, Doc Martin, every third Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. I'm ready for your questions, and I can't wait to help you find the answers. Every month, we'll have a new live call-in show with innovative topics and a powerful hour of healing. To learn more about me, visit DrSharonMartin.com. See you there. I'm going to be here. You won't want to miss it.
The vibration of change, that magical place where life shifts from struggle to ease, from stagnation to forward movement, from old ways of being to new ways of becoming. If you're like I am, it can be rather elusive to get there, but when you are in it, you feel it down to your very core, don't you? And it can positively affect everything in your life, from your relationships to your health and well-being, from your career path to your abundance. From the quality of that inner connection to the fullness of your self-expression. On the Christine Upchurch Show, we explore ways to get into that vibration of change with experts in the fields of consciousness, psychology, spirituality, health, healing, and science. Join me, Christine Upchurch, every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on KKNW AM 1150 and Transformation Talk Radio, and learn new ways to step into your vibration of change.
Hello, Burn Bright friends. So glad you're here, and greetings again, once again, from the Burn Bright bunker, and welcome to this podcast and video on life after COVID-19, how to get your life back. So if you're like most of us going around and COVID-19 has left you feeling like a hot mess, you're not alone. So let's talk a little bit about how COVID-19 has left all of us in a hot mess in one way or another, because maybe you've actually had an illness or some type of an illness related to COVID-19 or not. But this pandemic has had a far-reaching effect and will continue to have a far-reaching effect on everyone on the planet in many, many ways. So perhaps you yourself have been ill, or perhaps someone you love has been ill, or you may have even had somebody pass away or translate during this time as well. So maybe you've lost your job or your home, or you've suffered other kind of significant losses, greatly reduced 401k or your retirement accounts. Perhaps you're experiencing a complete and total career change. Some of us lost our jobs. Some of us are changing careers entirely. Our jobs have changed so drastically that we're having to use our divine creativity to look for something totally new and different. Or maybe it's just time that we moved on, made that job change that we knew we had to make and just wouldn't make it. Or perhaps you're younger, and perhaps you've missed graduation or prom, or your dream vacation got thwarted, or maybe you've lost an entire semester at school. Or, you know, perhaps you've got bad mom syndrome, right? You're at home, all the kids are home all of a sudden, and you're looking around going, oh my God, my kids have serious issues. I'm a horrible mom. Well, you're not, okay? But I'm feeling you if you feel like you are. Or perhaps you feel like Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt and Mr. and Mrs. Smith. You're looking at each other and you're saying, wow, you're a mess and I'm a disaster. And we really seriously need to get some relationship help. It could be. Or, you know, perhaps one of the things I'm seeing in my practice, and I have been for months now, actually even in the last year, is that once people are in isolation and we're all home and we're not out with our distractions of work or play or any type of distraction, good or bad, one of the things that happens when we're home alone is our traumas come up to the surface. We've had past traumas from this life or previous lives that are impacting us, our health and well-being today as we know it. And these can come out as physical illnesses, signs or symptoms, or it can come out as an illness or an injury or a life issue. So a lot of traumas are coming up and people needing help with that. But I would say, I think it's fair to say that with any crisis of any type, whether it's a global pandemic or a life crisis that we have or going through, one thing is for sure is that life as we know it has changed forever. And I know there's a lot of folks out there saying, man, I can't wait for this shelter in place to be lifted so we can just get back to normal. I want life to get back to normal. Well, as a clinician, as a professional, and as a person, I'm kind of here to just kind of help you understand that life isn't going back to normal, okay? After anyone, as a person or a professional, who's had a life crisis of any type, the crisis is designed to make us move forward into a new normal. So there really is no such thing as getting your life back, but what we will be doing is going to a new normal and actually going to a higher and better place once we get on the other side of that. So you're probably wondering, okay, what the bleep is going on? The world is falling apart. And in a way it is, because things are being built anew. And I have personally been through a spiritual awakening, actually more than one. And one thing I can tell you, and that many other professionals are out trying to help explain and help people get through this right now, is you've probably heard about this. There's a lot of talk and a lot of explanation and a lot of assistance going on in the background, but welcome to the great spiritual awakening. It's here. And we've known about this was coming for a long time. We've known that we're at the end of the Piscean age. We'll talk a little bit about that later. And we're entering into the age of Aquarius. And actually, believe it or not, this is a really good thing once we get on the other side of it. But again, welcome to the great spiritual awakening. And we're all in this together and we're all going to help each other get through it and come out on the other side. So I'm so glad you're here today for this conversation. So I'm Jennifer Marcinelli, And what I do is I help people get their life back by healing their thoughts, memories, and emotions. And if you may or may not know, I am a board certified holistic registered nurse. And I hold various advanced certifications, some of which are, I am a certified Reiki practitioner, a certified NLP or neuro-linguistics programming practitioner, and I'm also certified in diamond and gemstone therapy. So I am an author. I'm author of the book From Burning Out to Burning Bright, How to Get Your Life Back by Healing Your Thoughts, Memories, and Emotions. And I'm also the founder and CEO of the franchise Burn Bright Today. I have a large energy medicine practice where I serve local, national, international, and corporate clientele. So it's a little bit about me. So let's get back to what the bleep is going on. And one of the things I kind of want to talk about today and share with you is to provide, shed a little bit of light on the bigger picture, if you will. And just a little bit of a caveat, if you're new to me and to my radio show or my podcasting, or if you're new as a client, part of being a board certified holistic nurse means that I have an ethical duty to provide spiritual care to those who wish to have it. So this is something near and dear to my heart anyhow, and I'm completely transparent about this in my book. I believe in complete transparency. So throughout all of our podcast or video sessions, I'll be combining spirituality with science, because this is the Aquarian age coming up, and this is the time now that science and spirituality are coming together. So that's what you can expect from me, and I will always try to provide for you. So let's talk a little bit about the bigger picture of what's going on, and this might help you get a little bit of understanding and hopefully some peace and calm, because understanding can go a long way, especially when we're in a crisis and facing something as new and different as this global pandemic. So let's talk about what's going on. All right. So you're probably already aware that there's a major awakening, a spiritual awakening, a major rise in consciousness taking place on the planet Earth and all of us living on planet Earth at this time. You've heard me talking about this the last 15 months. You've heard me talking about the Grand Stellium that took place back on January 12th, that big event in the heavens that aligns heaven energies to help us move forward. And here we are. We're now, you know, end of Q1, if you will, Q1 of the Grand Stellium and the Great Spiritual Awakening. So that's a lot of what's happening. So this is an unprecedented time in Earth's history, or of all history, that an entire planet has raised in consciousness, or risen in consciousness with everyone on it. So before you go wondering, you know, what the heck, let's just take a little bit of responsibility here, and let's just remember that we are divine spiritual beings. We are soul. We are a spark of God. We exist because God loves us, and we have incarnated at this time in a physical human body here to have spirit, to have a life of experiences, to learn and spiritually unfold and return to God in our own way, on our own path, in our own time. But we agreed to be here at this time, and you've heard me talk about this for the last 15 months. This is an unprecedented time in human history, and to be here at this time is a tremendous honor and a privilege. We all agreed to it. And we're all here to do our part. We'll talk more about that in a future podcast. So back to a little bit about the bigger picture of what's going on. So Earth, as you know, is a living, breathing, sentient organism. Earth is alive. Earth has consciousness. Earth lives. And Earth has, amongst other things, a chakra system just like we do. We have a chakra system. And what's been taking place over the last quite some time now, last several months, getting bigger up to what's taking place and still moving forward, is that Earth herself is receiving a big series of energetic repairs and upgrades, including energetic repair and upgrades to her chakra system. And as she is receiving these repair and upgrades to her chakra system, so are we. Every human being on the planet is getting this. So in the last couple of months, the heart chakra, or some of my clients, I was seeing this in my practice even 2 years ago. Some of my clients who are very spiritually advanced, if you will, were getting the diamonds and gems, were providing chakra upgrades to the chakra, the heart chakra itself, and to the physical organ, the heart itself, energetically, to provide additional boundaries and protections. And again, we needed upgrades, right? So all of us are getting that. So in the last couple of months, if you felt pressure on your chest or anxiety or really kind of feeling it more on your chest or a tightness or a squeezing, that is a classic sign that your heart chakra is being upgraded, and it most likely needs repair and upgrade right now. It's just kind of what's going on. And then now, if what we're seeing and what I'm seeing in my practice is that the solar plexus chakra is being upgraded. So many of my clients are experiencing this, as I've experienced this as well, almost like stomach pain or nausea or digestive issues. And this is a hallmark sign that the solar plexus or the stomach chakra is getting an upgrade. Again, we all need repairs and upgrades as we go through life and as we spiritually unfold. And as our vibratory rate increases and our vibratory rate rises, our energetic anatomy needs repair and upgrades. So again, solar plexus is also tied to self-leadership, independence, moving forward in life in a new way with much more confidence. We'll get into this in much more detail in a separate podcast, but I wanted you to have that today so that you have some background. Now, what to expect? So maybe this is your first rodeo. Okay. So I have personally experienced a spiritual awakening, a major one when I was 44, and another major spiritual awakening in 2019, last year. And if you ask anyone who's ever been through a spiritual awakening, here are some of the things that you can expect. All right. First of all, it's always for the greater good of ourselves. And it's always for the greater good of all concerned. This is a spiritual thing from heaven, from God. It's meant to move us forward. So it looks like in your life, some major crisis or significant upheaval is going to take place in your life, usually on many, many levels. And it's designed to make us move out of a place that no longer fits into, like, say, a room that we've outgrown into a larger room. Because the way that we were operating before, we've outgrown it, and it's time to move forward. And to do this, our life often gets turned upside down. And when I was 44 and I was going through my burnout, my health crisis and near suicide with burnout that led me on my path of unbelievable healing to doing what I do today, my mentor at the time said, you know, it's like when eagles are in a nest, and when it's time for those baby eagles to fly, what does the mommy eagle do? The mommy eagle makes that nest really uncomfortable. And if the baby eagle doesn't fly out on her own, mama will give it some help. So that's a part of what's going on here. And honestly, the more that we resist the discomfort of the nest, the more uncomfortable it's going to get. It's kind of up to us to step forward and to fly at this point. So you're going to have a major upheaval. You're going to have to make changes. And the biggest thing that's going to happen is your stuff is going to come up. And your stuff is coming up because it needs to be cleared. We need to understand it. We need to heal it. And we need to move forward and go on in our lives from a much higher place. And once you get on the other side of this, life is actually so much better. It's lighter, it's freer, it's full of joy. And you can really start living the life you dream, but you have to come through it first. Now, So here's what we've learned so far is a part of what the COVID-19 situation has brought us back to some very important basics. And if you caught my blog, I go into this in a little more detail in my blog. But first of all, we had to be brought back to basics because life has gotten so hectic and we've gotten so distracted that it was time to get back to some basic responsibilities. Number one was hand washing. Now, I'm fortunate. I grew up under a nurse. My mother's a nurse. One of my sisters is a nurse. So I grew up with proper hand washing. And being a nurse myself, I've always been a little neurotic about hand washing anyhow, right? But number one, there's a reason we're going back to basic cleansing. So we need to thoroughly clean our hands, as you all are well aware of. We need to clean our food well before we eat it. We need to clean our homes well. And this does things on a larger level, more than we might see. And we're also learning about our energy fields and how important it is that we have energetic anatomy and how important it is to keep our energy fields clean and clear. We're going to go into more of this a bit later. Another back to the basic. Be very discerning where we get our information. Be very discerning with our facts. And be very discerning on how much information we get, because we can sure get indigestion when we get overloaded. We're also back to the basics of paying attention to our nutrition. And we're learning to conserve, we're learning to eat more healthy, and we're starting to learn the true importance of pure nutrition, whole foods, organics, non-GMO, non-gluten, all of those things that we know, we're really being forced to understand how important that is and how that is for our immune system and our overall health and well-being and our spirituality. Another back to the basics is we're now back to the basics in our home and we've got to face and deal with our stuff, okay? No more putting it off. No more, you know, putting the trash on the curb. It's here. We've got to deal with it and get it taken out. And one of the wonderful things about this is that we're now focused on healing and everyone on the planet is now focused on healing for the first time ever. So I'd like to offer you a different perspective. One thing that is true about every crisis is a major opportunity for healing. And I'm going to just speak to you a bit from my position as a healer. And I'd like to also bring a bit of spirituality into this because, again, I'm going to bring science and spirituality together because we're in a holistic revolution, holistic healing revolution here, right? So I don't know if you caught my interview on Yoga Digest that just posted, but we talked a lot about the COVID-19 from the healing perspective and the incredible opportunity that this pandemic has brought us for healing. So what are some things? Isolation and quarantine is key. Now, regardless of any type of crisis that you're dealing with, oftentimes one of the most important things that that you can do is to isolate yourself a bit, meaning not to build up walls against other people, but truly create a sacred space for yourself where you are safe and protected, where you can go deep on the inside to begin to do your work in a safe, quiet, undistracted environment where other people aren't so able to influence you with their stuff. You need time to heal our own, right? We need time to heal our own first. And in isolation or quarantine, that number one forces us to face ourselves and our stuff. It's going to come up. We're going to have to look at it. And it gives us the incredible opportunity to go within and connect to the divine, to connect to God, to source, whatever term that you know it by. But how important it is to connect each of us to really bring our divinity forth, that part of our higher self, that part of us that is divine, that part of us that is soul, and connect with the divine directly. So important. And it's a major opportunity for healing once we do this. But also to remember that we are multidimensional beings. We are more than our physical body. We have energetic anatomy. You've heard me talk about this. And we are spiritual beings. And as multidimensional beings, we need a multidimensional healing approach. So this is a fantastic time because now alternative medicine, and energy healing modalities of all types are now being brought out and made available. We're at home and we now have the ability to access these alternative healing modalities that we may not have known before because we were too busy out in life. But now we're like, wow, I can really look into some of these things. Chinese medicine, acupuncture, Reiki, healing touch, dime stone and gem therapy, just to name a few. We'll get into that here in a bit. So we're all on a healing journey together. So let's talk about what to expect. Number one, everything we've ever been told about healing is old and outdated. So let's just let it go. Okay. Number one, if we're truly healing, I've been through this and so have my clients. Okay. So pot calling the kettle black here. It is a lumpy, bumpy road. Sometimes nobody said healing is going to be easy, but if we're truly doing our work, and we are truly healing, it will be lumpy, it will be bumpy. There is no silver bullet. There is no magic pill to make this all go away. We have to do the work. And we're going to learn that in a very deep way, that the symptoms that are presenting themselves, whether it's physical pain, a physical illness, an injury, or a life issue, that these are messages and we must learn to go deeper to look for the energetic causes underneath, because the cause of this may not be what you think it is. And we'll talk a little bit about that. And briefly, from the energy medicine perspective, it is different than the Western medicine approach. Now, as you know, I was classically trained as in Western medicine, as I am a registered nurse. And I worked for a number of years in the ER and cardiovascular intensive care, and also in HIV research. I was heavily involved in multiple phase 2 through 4 clinical trials for the FDA trials for various HIV drugs. And I did an adherence study I published in HIV research. So I have a tremendous respect for Western medicine, but I also kind of have the best of both worlds. Because as a licensed clinician, a registered nurse, and a board-certified holistic nurse, I also have certifications in energy medicine as well. So I kind of have the best of both worlds, and I'll help to bring that together for you. So number one, if you're having a mild case of burnout or anxiety or whatever term you want to call it, of what's going on, how COVID-19 is affecting your hot mess of a life right now, if you have mild symptoms, you may need just, your healing journey may be mild and shorter and a little smoother. But if you have really complex symptoms going on in your life, if things are truly drastically in upheaval, that's a sign that we have more complex and more layers to the causes underneath. So just manage your expectations right up front. We need complex, more comprehensive sessions over more time, because energy medicine, as with any healing modality, is cumulative over time. And we'll get to know about that. But I want to take a step back here. And I'd like to just say to you that I tell all of my clients this. Rule number one, it's not your fault. Yes, we are responsible for what we've brought into our own lives today. This is true. But there really is no one to blame, and that includes you blaming yourself. So no, you shouldn't have seen this coming. No, you shouldn't have already known. And no, there shouldn't have been something you could have done to avoid all of this. So let's just give yourself permission to just set that down. Set down the blame. We're going to walk away from it. And I'm going to help you walk away from blame and shame of thinking you've completely screwed up your life, that your life is a hot mess and there's no way out. Number one, all of us have or are going through this already. And it's not your fault. Now, having said all that, I would like to leave you with something that I would hope would help open your heart a bit. And, you know, if you're still feeling like a hot mess, you can always sing the hue. And I'd like to share this with you if it's new to you. You've probably heard me demonstrate this many times over the last year, but if it's new, here it is. And this is in my book as well. Hue, the word hue, is a sacred word. It is a love song to God. And it is the highest of all sounds. It is all sounds. And when we sing it, it helps raise our vibration and open our hearts so that we can experience peace, calm, regardless of what's going on around us. This can be done silently to yourself, aloud, out loud, or by yourself, or with someone, with family or friends. You're welcome to experience it any way that you choose. So until next week, I just want to encourage you. You're doing great. You're doing better than you think. Reach out for help. Reach out and explore any of the resources that resonate with you at this time. Build your healing team, your physicians, a therapist, a chiropractor, acupuncture, Reiki, diamond and gemstone therapy, neurolinguistics programming. Explore and find practitioners that you trust, that you feel comfortable with, and can build an even deeper rapport over time. Explore what works for you at this time. Try it out. And in the end, I'm sure that you'll find, just like I have, and as my clients have, that on the other side of a crisis, of grief, and any of those lower emotions, shame, fear, guilt, pain, once you come through that and heal through it on the other side, there is a lightness, a happiness, and a joy that's all your own. And you'll be living a life you dream that was far better than life was before the crisis happened. So until next week, take care and burn bright, my friends.
Thanks for listening to the Burn Bright Today podcast on Transformation Talk Radio with Jennifer Marcinelli. A holistic healing revolution and a life you love is within your grasp. Catch all of the previous episodes and find out more about Burn Bright Today at burnbrighttoday.com. Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.